Welcome to the Wealth Matters Podcast, where investors come together to better understand how to build passive cash flow and create generational wealth without all the confusing mumbo jumbo. Here's your host and co-author of Amazon number one bestseller, Alpesh Pamar.
Welcome to Wealth Matters Podcast, episode number 353. Hope you guys are having a fabulous Thursday or Friday or whenever you are listening to this show. Again, I want to continue my discussion about the children's investing and money book we are working on with my daughters. And it started during COVID. So let me go through the first chapter or the introduction of the book, right? This is how we start. Everyone loves talking about money, right? Certainly, everyone likes to spend it. I'm Alpesh Parmar, one of the three authors of this book. I'm an investment guy, simply put. But what does that mean? It means it is my job to work with people to help them spend their money on things that will make them more money over time. That spending is called investing. For instance, real estate is one of the more popular things to invest in. When people buy real estate to make money, it becomes their investment. Over time, the value of the real estate will increase and the money they put into that investment will also grow. It can get a little complicated. I had difficulty explaining money to my young daughters, Kea and Tuisha. I wanted to find a way to help them understand the importance of investing money. That's when I decided to write this book. But how could I write a book for kids without valuable input from kids? I knew I needed the help of my daughters. And we soon became the three co-authors of this upcoming book. Finding the right words to help young people learn about money and investing would have been difficult without their curiosity. So, you know, I am going to introduce both of my daughters. My older one is in when we started writing the book, 13 years old, but when he decided to publish it, of course, things are changing. She's 13 and she's in the ninth grade when we started, and my younger one is 10 and is in fifth grade. And I tried to spend as much time with them as possible during COVID when the lockdown happened. We started playing different games, and then I said, you know, I should teach them what I know about money, right, and investing. And that is how the story started, and we could not finish it in 2020. We tried to work on it a little bit in 21, but 2022 was crazy because kids were back in the school, and it ended like a whirlwind. So I decided to work with them again in 23 and finish this book. So we are pretty much, as I said, almost done in last episode. And I tried to teach them not just about money. There are lots of things I love talking about because I believe that life is like a triangle. The three angles are physical health, mental health, and financial health. First, physical health means you are able to do things like run, walk, and jump without anything stopping you from doing them. Second, mental health is when you control your emotions and can express yourself to others. And third is financial health. It's about affording things you need or want and having enough money to donate or help others. So my goal is in this book is to talk about the financial health with kids, give them idea about money and investing, and hope all of you will agree that our kids need to learn a lot more about money and investing. And at least they should get started earlier than us in investing. So hope you guys agree with me on this. Let me know what you guys think. I would love to, because again, I want to, while I'm trying to publish the book, I want to hear back from you guys to see if we can add or remove some stuff from the book, right? If you have any idea, if you think, oh, I want to talk about this with my kids. I want to, I want them to learn about this particular thing about money, right? So it's not just money and investing. We also want to talk about kids being able to, kids should start thinking about donating as well. So I tell my kids that every time, you know, you get money, you should put it in four different buckets. There should be a spend bucket, which is what they love, right? Then a save bucket, right? That is for a rainy day, because you never know, right? The third bucket should call invest, right? And that should be strictly for investing. That money should not be touched, and that money should work for you forever, right? Money should continue to work for you. And the fourth bucket should be donate, right? Because we, in the end, we'll make money, right? All of us want to make money, but, you know, what are we going to do with all that money, right? Of course, you will spend, you will save, you'll invest, but you also want to give back to community. You also want to help others, right? Because I'm pretty sure you have helped along this journey. I was helped by a lot of friends and people I've not known either, you know, because they must have donated their time or money and whatever else, valuable stuff they had, right? So I think it's important for our kids to understand the value of money. This is the best way to teach them. I think a book is much needed, and I'm pretty sure there are other books out there, but I wanted to give back to all of you, like what I have learned and what I've tried to teach my kids. So happy investing and have a great day. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Wealth Matters podcast. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes so others can enjoy the show too. Have a great week and happy investing.